Hey, it's Matt Spiegel. If you or your bed partner have sleep apnea, snoring is likely the worst part of your nightly routine. Once the snoring starts, one of you probably moves to a different room to try and get some sleep alone. CPAP is the first line of therapy for sleep apnea, but studies show about half of the people given a CPAP machine don't even use it. Now, there's a silent, mask-free sleep apnea treatment option keeping couples together in the same room. It's called Inspire. Inspire is an implantable device that works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It delivers mild stimulation throughout the night to keep your airway open, giving you and your partner the restful sleep you need together. Inspire is FDA approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit InspireSleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor in Chicago who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. Go to InspireSleep.com. That's InspireSleep.com.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center today.
60, 59, 58.
The countdown has begun, and Land Rover lovers from everywhere will be flocking to our showroom.
57, 56.
This is our 2017 Knaus Land Rover Lake Bluff courtesy vehicle sale. 60 very lucky people will drive home in a 2017 Land Rover Discovery Sport or a 2017 Range Rover Evoque at an unbeatable price. Each Land Rover Discovery Sport and Range Rover Evoque has been used very briefly for customer courtesy transportation only. Each has less than 4,000 miles and has never been titled. Each Land Rover comes with a 165-point inspection plus so much more. Contact Land Rover Lake Bluff for details. The countdown has begun. Our courtesy vehicle sale is underway. Start your shopping. Land Rover Lake Bluff in Knaus Auto Park, Route 41. LandRoverLakeBluff.com.
CDL Class A drivers ready to rev up your career? Don't miss this great opportunity to join their line haul team at Saia LTL Freight in Burr Ridge. Saia offers up to 64 cents per mile to experienced OTR drivers, along with a generous benefits package and great home time. And our average driver tenure is more than 9 years. If you're ready to find a place to call home, then give them a call, 888-965-1230, or go online to visit SaiaCorp.com. That's SaiaCorp.com. Click on careers.
We've been the voice of the fan for over 25 years. We couldn't have done it without you, the Score listener. Thank you for 25 great years. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Join Coach Collins and the Wildcats at Welsh Ryan Arena tonight when they host Maryland at 6. Limited tickets remain. Buy now at nusports.com. Now that spring training has officially begun, reality has set in that this could be Jake Arrieta's final season with the Cubs. This morning, Arrieta said he's still hopeful a deal can get done.
I don't want to see that time come to an end, my time as a Cub, but unfortunately the business side of the game shows its head every once in a while, and but I still think there's opportunity and chances that we can have good conversations as far as an extension is concerned and see if we can get some worked out.
Meanwhile, President Theo Epstein said now that Kyle Schwarber has been cleared to catch, he'll begin working his way back to a squat very slowly.
But he'll be there thinking through the drills with the catchers, communicating with the catchers, being a catcher, but physically only probably doing it 1 or 2 days a week.
Bulls beat Toronto at the United Center last night. Jimmy Butler returned to play in that one. Dwayne Wade could return tomorrow when the Bulls take on Boston just ahead of the All-Star break. Wade had an MRI on his wrist yesterday that showed no long-term damage, but Paul Zipser and Nico Mirotic likely out against the Celtics. Blackhawks play Edmonton on Saturday, and in football, the Bears have signed journeyman offensive lineman Eric Kush to a two-year deal. He started four times for the Bears in 2016. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Mancari Chrysler Jeep Dodge in Oak Lawn and the security leader for over 140 years. Trust ADT to protect your home, family, and all you care about. When you have ADT security, it's more than a sign in your yard. It's a line in the sand. Visit ADT.com. I'm Julie DeCaro, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
The transition is brought to you by Antioch Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram. Now through February 28th, they're offering employee pricing on every new vehicle they sell. And it's Ram Truck Month. Hurry in today or visit driveantioch.com.
Julie DeCaro, thank you for the updates all day long. Nice to be back in the studio here and see everybody. Thank you to our guest, Mike Florio, who was on fire today. Florio was inspired at 10 o'clock. Mark Schanowski at 11 o'clock joined us as well. Our producers are Rick Camp and Jay Zawoski. And Ray Diaz helped out as well. Thank you, Ray. Tomorrow, should have an interview with Theo Epstein tomorrow, hopefully early in the show. And we will find out more about that and certainly promote if it becomes official. Burnsy and Goff now live at the Chicago Auto Show, where we have been the last couple days. They're there the next couple days at the Toyota Sports Corner. Hello, men.
How's it going, boys?
We are among our people here. They are out. They are walking over and they are staring at us blankly.
Nice.
Because yes. That is what they do.
Confused.
We have been introduced to some longtime listeners. There have been some other media members who are here as automobile fans checking out the Toyotas.
Hey, Jason, Jason, it's okay to admit it, that you walked in.
What's that?
You walked in, you appreciated the carpet, and you thought of me. It's okay.
Oh, without question. I actually walked over because I'm an idiot, and I don't listen to anyone else, you know, outside of the moment that I'm talking to them. I walked over expecting you guys to be here, knowing full well that you guys weren't scheduled to be here. I walked over, I was like, all right, where the hell is Dan and Matt? What the hell is going on here? No, yeah, the carpet is plush.
Nice.
So are the people. There's a couple of MAGA hats running around here. A USA chant might break out before we're out of here. This is going to be a great day.
And Jason is already sated, having purchased a pound of fudge.
Oh, the fudge! Man,
this is my thing. My yearly pilgrimage to the Chicago Auto Show, and I go over there to Riba's Fudge Shop, where I purchase the Oreo fudge and also the maple bacon fudge. I mean, maple pecan. Now, if it was maple bacon, that'd be something else. But maple pecan.
Then I'd come
back
over.
To the auto show for some bacon. That's really something. And I just remember as a kid being on vacation in the summer, and you see old ladies with the copper pots, and they're pouring it out onto the marble slabs, and they've got these in the middle, and they're making their fabulous fudge. Yeah, they take off Niall's head. And I say, can we get some fudge? And I get this big box of fudge. I'm like, this is so good. I'm so hungry. And then three bites in, I'm full.
I'm done with fudge. It's a little too rich.
I want no part of this.
No, you're right. Fudge will forever mean the beach and the auto show, pretty much. Just a word of advice, because this happened to me last night. If you go use that bathroom that's in the middle and you have to go down the stairs, be careful what staircase you then come up, because yesterday I came up a different staircase than I went down.
Oh, yeah,
and
you got lost.
I turned to where I thought I was going, and by the time I looked up,
all of a sudden became the Danny Parkin show?
What? I was completely on the other side of the
auto realized.
Show.
Dreams were realized. I'm picturing it like an M.C. Escher
drawing.
Like you end up walking up, or like Gloria Swanson in Sunset Boulevard.
I walked up a staircase.
Down the stairs.
Dude, I walked up a staircase and somehow I was a level lower. You know, I don't know how it happened.
I just talked to him about this before the show started. I told him I should have went before the show started, because you know, I dominate on the road. Well, this is a feat that I'm going to need another playmaker on my squad if I'm going to win on this.
Okay, LeBron, quit your whining.
I'm just saying, there's a lot of people, a lot of traffic here. It's at least a good 500 feet away.
You don't want to play a road game.
No, not at all.
And this is coming from somebody who's
this is like the Corn Palace. This is a barn that you are not going to get a W.
There's no time. There's no time for that road game.
There's no alternate grays. There's nothing happening.
Unless you guys want to replay Florio or something, just buy yourself a little time.
He was really good.
He was good. He's got kind of his take on the draft is something that we've discussed every once in a while. I don't know how workable it is, but he seems to think that it'd be better. It'd be better for the kids and might be workable in terms of competitive balance to abolish the draft altogether.
If anyone didn't hear it, he basically was arguing for a free market, that you would put in some sort of rookie wage scale so that everybody wouldn't just choose to go to the Cowboys or whatever their favorite team was growing up, and the worst teams could have more money to spend, somewhat similar to baseball. And so if the Cowboys wanted to say, you know, we're going to throw all of our rookie cap at Myles Garrett, the pass rusher who says he wants to be on the Cowboys, even if it was somewhat tongue-in-cheek, they could do that, but then maybe they'd only get one rookie in this class, and eventually, because guys want to make money playing professional football.
The most un-American things in this country is the draft, our sports drafts. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
The other issue is then what baseball has done with using slot money as a commodity. And if you commoditize the rookie wage scale and say, we will give you, we'll trade you 40% of our rookie pool,
right,
in exchange for a veteran or some guy who's been in the league a couple of years, then teams can much more clearly define where they are in a rebuild or where they are in the maturity of their roster to say, we don't want any young guys. Remember there was it was fashionable before the collective bargaining agreement change, was the renunciation of rookie rights. Remember that?
Yep.
It was like, I want to say Travis Knight out of UConn was the Bulls pick that I remember.
Oh, dude, they drafted
with a first round pick, and Burnsy, then they renounced his rights.
I remember producing that day, and I think it was Rosenblum, and he presided over the Travis Knight era. What was your favorite moment of the Travis Knight era?
We did a 4-hour show satirizing the idea of drafting somebody, putting the hat on him, doing the interviews with him, and then saying, we don't want you here. And so the NBA realized how silly that was when teams started to game that and say, okay, if we have to use the pick, we'll use the pick, but we don't want the pick. And then there was the whole stashing guys in overseas. Yeah. And
the Roberto Duenas's of the world.
Football, you really can't do any of that stuff. You draft them, and they're there, and they're expensive. And sometimes they suck, or they're hurt. That's the Bears' kind of angle.
All right, so what do you guys think is the possibility that we've seen the very last of Nico Mirotic as a Chicago Bull?
I'm good with it.
I think it'd be fabulous.
I think everybody's ready for it. Right? Yeah. I mean, like, he's hurt. He's not going to play tomorrow. Got a week off. Trade deadline is coming. Just get the man gone for whatever you can get.
I don't know. But who's trading for him?
Not an NBA team. Right. Like maybe a Dairy Queen somewhere. I don't know.
Somebody will trade for him. Somebody will give you a second round pick.
What does he do for you?
He's shot speaks.
Yeah.
Like, he's one of those guys that...
If they're watching,
just go away. They go away. They go back to play basketball and somewhere more comfortable for them. I mean, he's one of those dudes who has a reputation around the league now that you can get physical with him. He's gonna get down on himself. He's going to take awful shots. That's the other thing too. Like,
he takes hard shots.
You don't see many basketball players who have confidence issues that get down on themselves that force them to take bad shots. Like, usually the guys who have the most confidence in the world take the worst shots. He's a guy that. It's like, oh, okay, I'm getting pushed around. I turn the ball over twice. Here comes a 30-footer.
After six pump fakes.
Yeah, like, he's...
Right, it's not like Steven Jackson was like, oh, I'm really down on myself. Right. I'm going to just start
like,
shucking.
All right, I'm here. I'm
better
than
all you.
Yeah, exactly. Right. So, yeah, he's got issues, man. And I don't know who broke him along the way. I don't know if the NBA broke him. You can maybe blame it on Tibbs if you want. I know that was fashionable a couple of years ago. But
no, man.
Whatever the case may be, something broke along the way with that young man.
If you're this far in, it's on you. I mean, my God, you've had two different coaches. You've had a regime enabling you. That's what gets those teammates so pissed off about, is how enabled he's been. And apparently the work habits aren't there and the confidence isn't there. You need a counter. Guys, he has no counter.
Some guys are European players, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Yep.
And you can live a really, really nice and comfortable and happy life playing
the Sasha Danilovich's of the world,
Spain, or playing in Turkey, and you can play for a long, long time, and you get your two practices a week and your one game a week.
You can smoke in the locker room.
Yep, you can eat foie gras at halftime, whatever you want to do. No. Some guys are just cut out for that life.
Is he a smoker? That would actually explain a lot.
No, I don't know.
I'm just curious.
That'd be me stereotyping all the European players.
How dare you?
Doug had his Doug game. where Doug hits a few shots, you're like, hey, it's a Doug game.
I know, man.
Everything's okay
two
with Doug.
Threes.
I'm watching that, and I'm like, oh, look at that. He's running the two-man game. He's making his own shot. He's making a pass. Oh, look, Doug's
the
engaged.
Raptors, they're still asleep.
You see Doug cutting without the ball on the weak side, making himself available. And I'm wondering, when did the Raptors get into town?
Because that, the fourth quarter.
That kind of had the look of we got here a day early.
Well, and they had no Ross and no Ibaka yet. So,
right.
You know.
They're shorthanded, and they're already shorthanded with those guys.
Something named Jakob Poeltl was playing for them.
You know Bulls what? Raptors, seven games.
I really
series?
Liked him in college.
Oh, yeah?
Jakob
Poeltl? Really liked him at Utah. Yeah. Yeah, but
big stiff.
Yeah, really.
Bomb. Dog fleas.
Norman Powell bullying his way to the
dude.
Hole.
And- Jason, on Friday in Phoenix, I discovered who Alan Williams was, and then I watched him dominate the Bulls.
Just random banger. Just, can we get a random banger here in Chicago?
When did the ghost of Robert
did that to them?
Yeah, this was Robert Tractor Trailer. It's like, hey, when did Tractor Trailer get back in the league, and why is he dominating the big baby?
Just getting second chance shot after second chance shot. And you're like, I'm never going to see this guy play again, but I enjoyed the time that I spent with Williams.
Yeah, right, exactly. You call him Alvin to his friends.
So, yeah, man, that Bulls thing last night, you know, Jimmy's out there with a bad heel, and Dwayne's on the bench, and Neil and Stacey are talking about Kyle Lowry talking to the refs too much. It was just what, you know, the Bulls are. The Bulls are the TV show that you know sucks, but you're hoping the episode is good. You know, like
Homeland?
You've been with. Yeah. Oh, that's a good one right there. That thing after season two, I was done with everybody
it's the
on
worst,
that show.
But
it's awful.
Not. I still will tune in like 3 weeks late and like, maybe this will be compelling.
It finds something again.
I like Saul.
He's a good man.
Yeah, exactly.
He seems like a good man.
A principled just man. Mandy Patinkin
is just an idiot, though.
Oh,
but
worst.
No, you're sitting there watching, and you're like, oh yeah, the Bulls won again, and you know they. Only a couple of games under 500 now. Meanwhile, everybody's writing everything they can, whether it be Sports Illustrated or any of these other publications, about why Jimmy Butler shouldn't be a Bull after the trade deadline. Like, it's national now. It was the, are they really? And now it's like, why are they doing this?
You know the delay, you know how long it takes to soak in by the time we've talked something over for weeks.
Yeah, when it reaches
with every possible angle, and then you start looking on, like, Real Clear Sports or one of those other
Hoops
sites you go to,
like,
and you
that,
say,
yeah.
Oh, wait a second, and some national person says, you know, this might be outside the box thinking, but
I think the Bears fans don't like Jay Cutler.
Right. Now, John Fox might be wearing out his welcome.
This Fred Hoiberg is nutless.
Right.
I'll tell you this much, by the way. If the St. Louis Cardinals had a better farm system in terms of where it stands right now, then Jose Quintana might already be there. Like they were interested.
But they were though.
Oh, they were interested before, and now they're even more interested. Obviously, after Alex Reyes, it's just they don't have the kind of system you usually associate with St. Louis anymore.
Well, what's Houston waiting on? I mean,
it's a good question.
From everything that I'm reading, Houston, if they get themselves a bona fide ace or a 1A, which Quintana can be for them.
It's been the case for a long time.
Yeah, we're talking about a real contender. What are they waiting on? Are they waiting for another arm to go down in spring training or something? So,
one of the things
so that the price is higher?
That we'll talk about with Jennifer Langosh of MLB.com, who covers the St. Louis Cardinals. There's a lot of topics there, including Mike Matheny, just Mike Matheny-ing. I don't know if you read what Bernie Miklas wrote about him. Matheny just never stops being an idiot.
Did he go?
Right there with Ned Yost.
He's committed to the cause of idiocy.
Right?
Oh, he went off on a reporter, a guy named Mark Saxon, was asking about, you got to go through this line by line, like Bernie Miklas did a Fire Joe Morgan kind of thing on it, where he annotated this entire monologue by Matheny trying to explain why his defense and base running were bad. And all he did was identify all of the wrong players. He said that the players who were bad at defense are actually the ones who were good at defense. He wouldn't brook any discussion of any metrics whatsoever involving defense or base running, because he takes that as a personal attack on him. He said they're using stats as a personal attack. And people go, what? What are you talking about?
President Matheny.
And he goes through these logical rabbit holes where he then blames inconsistencies. He blames players' youth and inconsistency, despite pointing out older players whom he repeatedly and seemingly randomly benched. And then he blamed them for their inconsistencies. And Mikklas just vivisects the guy. I mean, he makes it almost too easy.
Keep him in the division as a Cubs fan, then, as far as I'm concerned. It's great. It's what people would say about Ned Yost.
And Ned Yost is like that entire state is just trying to corner the market on dumbass managers.
They're actually reflecting the public education system in that state. So,
well, they're not in Kansas, actually, but close enough.
Yeah, well, close enough, and they compete with each other. I'll just say that. What else you got?
Stupidity?
Yes.
What else do we have? Matt Weiner of NBA TV at 3:30. Bruce Levine from spring training at 4. And we are giving away 4 more poker seats today.
And we are amongst all the bearded white men in America here at the Chicago Auto Show.
Yeah, there's a
make
lot
some
of
friends.
And spokesmodels and possibly tight pants trying to get you to look at their cars. Yeah,
is
I said
that
cars.
What they're trying to do?
Yeah, like, I believe so.
My favorite spokesmodel isn't here this year. Yeah, she's not here
yet. The Pat Hughes-like breakdown of this young lady who was here last year. I'm like, my God. Metallic lipstick, long-legged.
A Libra?
Come on, man.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I get it. That was my personal Nubian princess who was here just to strut back and
weird.
Forth.
Now it's getting weird.
Oh, no. I mean, just like.
If it wasn't weird, it's there.
Yeah, now you're a spotted three-point shooter is what you are.
Well. this was.
I guess you come off a curl, maybe
something.
Down screen kind of guy.
Flawless looking.
All right. Let the boys go before
please.
You get them out.
We all get in trouble.
Have a good show, gentlemen.
Later, everybody. Spiegel and Parkins back tomorrow.
That's right. Score.
Cubs fans, spring training is underway. It's officially time to talk baseball on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
Chicago's official radio home for the world champion Chicago Cubs.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute. New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft and his star quarterback Tom Brady have both gone out of their way in interviews the last couple of days to say it's fine if 6 and counting members of the Super Bowl champions choose not to go to the White House to be greeted there by President Donald Trump. Kraft says plenty of other Patriots have skipped visits in the past, and Brady pointed out that time in the offseason is precious, and the guys may have other things to do. Just like he did 2 years ago when he chose not to go to meet President Barack Obama. He had other commitments that day, like shopping. Brady was making a political statement then, which he had the right to make, but not the guts to make. And the New England Six is making a political statement now. They just aren't making false excuses. There will be more of this the next 4 years. A lot more. I'm John Feinstein.
Discover the right graduate program for your future, how to finance your education, and how to successfully navigate the application process. All at the Governor State University Graduate Open House, Saturday, February 25th, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Visit gov.stu/grad open house.
CBS Thursday, it's time to celebrate with a Big Bang Theory.
That is so cool.
We guarantee good food.
Why did you get a party sub?
A party sub implies it's a party.
Your attendance implies it's not.
And awkward conversation.
People think you're a little mean.
Oh, yeah? You one of those people?
No.
Don't miss TV's number one comedy.
I like a party as much as the next man, as long as the next man doesn't like a party.
The Big Bang Theory, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
Are you single but would rather not be? Are you interested in dating but just haven't met the right person yet? Don't worry, hang in there. Why, the love of your life could be right around the corner. In fact, you could run into her at the grocery store. She could be buying lettuce, and you could be looking at one of those strange root vegetables and casually remark, "I have no idea what this is." And she could say it's celeriac, and you could both look into each other's eyes and fall instantly in love. And then you could both mount a magical winged horse and fly off on a tropical honeymoon. And the horse could talk. Or you could call It's Just Lunch. The dating experts at It's Just Lunch will introduce you to great people and will arrange all the details for some great dates. All you have to do is show up and have fun. Look, they know what they're doing because they get to know you. So stop dreaming and start dating. It's Just Lunch. A smarter way to date.
Call 312-881-5225 or visit itsjustlunchchicago.com.
It's the final days of JCPenney's President's Day sale. Don't miss your chance to save up to 30% on select major appliances. Plus, get 30-month special financing on purchases of $7.99 or more with your JCPenney credit card. Plus, get free delivery and basic installation on appliance purchases over $2.99. It's your last chance to save at JCPenney's President's Day sale. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. GE, GE Profile, and GE Cafe limited to 10% off savings. Subject to credit approval. Must request at time of purchase. See store associate for details. Available in select stores. Financing terms valid 2/12 to 2/20.
CBS Tuesday, Michael Weatherly is Bull.
Dr. Bull.
Dr. Jason Bull is the best trial consultant in the business.
Dr. Bull profiles every juror.
We know what they're thinking from the beginning.
You can't control a trial like this.
You can't.
Guilty or innocent, the verdict you get depends on the jury he picks.
Can you help my son?
Absolutely. The new series, Bull.
It's not enough to tell the truth. You're supposed to be on my side.
I may be the only one who is. CBS Tuesday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Thursday. The outdoors are so in.
Can you guess the number one zombie killing tool?
Remembering zombies don't exist?
Joel McHale stars in the new comedy, The Great Indoors.
Who could say no to that?
Where the only thing tougher than dealing with millennials...
You need us, because you're old at life.
I already regret this.
...is working with them.
I am not going to stay shackled to a desk with a bunch of kids who think North Face is a celebrity baby.
Get into The Great Indoors. CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand. CBS Thursdays.
I see the baby's head!
A new comedy is born on CBS. Yeah! It's Life in Pieces, and it's picture perfect.
Dad, why is your phone on a fishing pole?
It's my selfie stick.
Starring James Brolin, Colin Hanks, and Academy Award winner Diane Wiest in a comedy for the ages.
70 is the new 80.
You mean the new 60?
Whatever.
Life in Pieces, Thursdays, only CBS.
Recently on the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
The U.S. economy added 227,000 jobs in January. Is that a surprise to you?
It was. We had raised our estimate based on some earlier news that we got this week that suggested that our employment market was doing well, but it exceeded even those expectations. A great way to start the year. This is a very large number, Chris. As we've discussed before, when we get 100,000 jobs created in a month, that's about the break even given the nation's demographics. So this obviously is more than twice that.
Let's take a look at quality of the increase.
Leaders were construction and retail. Construction we'll have to take with a little grain of salt. It had been a mild January for most of the country, and that allowed projects to go forward. We'll probably see a little retreat there. But across a lot of other industries, the job gains were widespread.
For the best information on business and the markets, tune in each weekday for the WBBM Noon Business Hour on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
Libra, if you've been worried about your health, stop being worried and see a professional. Scorpio, if you've been unsure about your next move, consider a retreat to allow a refocus. Sagittarius, try not to take criticisms too personally this week. Capricorn, your personal finances see an uptick and bring an end to any misunderstandings. Aquarius, your doubts and reservations about a new acquaintance may prove to be unfounded. And Pisces, while planning ahead is your best course of action, staying flexible is of paramount importance. And the rest of your horoscopes are coming up soon, right here.
CBS Wednesday on Criminal Minds.
Let me out of here!
Ah! Sometimes to catch a killer.
We're no longer looking for a terrorist. We're looking for a serial killer.
You have to think like one.
He watched, waited, and hunted.
He's murdering those who make fun of him.
This is personal.
We should deliver the profile.
Dare to go inside.
Oh, God.
TV's number one suspense thriller.
They're desperate. We're going to take these guys down.
Criminal Minds. CBS Wednesday, or stream it live or on demand.
In school. I wish I was in school.
Summer isn't fun when you're hungry.
Give me a math quiz.
I'll stay after class.
I'll clean the chalkboard.
I wish I was in school.
If your child relies on free school lunches, we can help provide them with free meals this summer. Together, we're feeding America.
To find your local Feeding America food bank, visit feedingamerica.org/summermeals. A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Horwitz & Horwitz, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff.
Let's go already. Kick it off.
Afternoons on The Score.
Oh, I'm going to talk. Y'all can play the music if you want.
All the words in my
Welcome to Bernstein and Goff. We are here until 6 o'clock, and when I say we are here specifically at the Chicago Auto Show at McCormick Place in the Toyota Sports Corner.
And that's exactly right.
People lined up for the Toyota test drive. You can visit your local Toyota dealer. You can test drive all the newest models today, or you can come check them out right here at the Chicago Auto Show. So a pleasant good afternoon. We have things for you. Baseball talk with Jennifer Langosch of MLB.com, covering the St. Louis Cardinals at 2:40. Matt Weiner of NBA TV at 3:30. Bruce Levine from spring training at 4. At 5:30, we will do It's On. And we have four seats for the 2017 Midwest Poker, our charity poker event to benefit Children's Oncology Services. We are looking forward to having four of you qualify, a $275 value to help raise money for kids with cancer and leukemia at the 2017 Charity Poker Championship that is presented by Raymond James. So we have all kinds of ways to reach us, despite the fact that we are not in studio. The phone number, 312-644-6767, is the number at WSCR, The Score. You can email us at bernsteinandgoff@670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live. We're streaming at 670thescore.com. There's texting and sexting at 67011.
Oh, sextus.
When you text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter is at Bernstein_Goff. He's at Jason1Goff. I'm at Dan_Bernstein. There is also BernsteinandGoffShow.com for podcasts and things we write and all those kind of fun things. Mm-hmm. And we're not viewable today.
No, we're not on Watch670thescore.com nor Facebook Live. Oh, so
good day for scratching ourselves.
Yeah, without question, we're amongst those that scratch themselves often.
Yeah, I feel like I feel left out because I don't have a beard.
Yes, this is the
you got yours going on.
The land of beards. Yes,
you got some white in there.
Yeah, I do. I'm fluffing it out too. I got my More Better Beards product in there. So yeah, I'm gonna have this. I'm gonna have this nice and trimmed up for you tomorrow. Probably.
Okay.
But yeah, everybody out here has got a beard. Even the kids.
The kids are getting beards
as they walk in.
they immediately walk in and grow a beard.
They're getting a brochure for a new Toyota Tundra, and then they get a beard. So, you know, welcome
to
America.
Engineer here on site is Matt Pullman.
I was watching the Grammys the other night with my family. So, and my kids know all the groups. Chance the Rapper. Chance the Rapper, that was the guy. So I watched the Grammys for a while the other night. Do you know who Chance the Rapper is?
No, but my 16-year-old daughter was going nuts when he won.
There it is.
Chance Rapper. Okay. Yeah. Rapper by Chance.
And a crazy urban jungle music making its way into your homes via Grammys.
Rapper Chance, a Chance pet rapper or something like that.
Yes. The sports pope is he's in touch with America.
He's trying.
Yes.
He's working at it. He's not all the way there yet, but he's trying.
Life is all about staying relevant, especially when you do what we do.
Our producers, our EP, is Nick Shepkowski.
You hear that voice ringing in your head, that bark when you go home?
All the time. The other night against Chicago, I heard him the whole time, you know. Down! Get up! But that's just who he is, you know.
Ice! Good!
So who was that Russell talking about Tibbs?
Ty Lue.
That was
Ty Lue.
Talking about Tibbs. Yeah, man. You know you're playing against Tibbs because Tibbs is reminding you every single play. Yeah, that's good stuff. That's good stuff.
And our audio overlord, Chris Tannehill.
Breaking Bulls news. Jimmy Butler has been traded to the Celtics. Keep it here for all the details on this huge Bulls move on Sport Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Oh, I've never wanted a bumper to be more true in my life, including the Olympic one, including the White Sox just won the World Series one. I don't know how many we've done in my 16, 17 years at this station, but damn it, I have never wanted one to be more true than that one. I hope we get to play that one at some time, although I'm afraid we won't have to.
I just wonder how many others Big Voice Guy has done, but it would be, because that would be...
Breaking news, Paul Zipser has just been traded to the
Paul Zipser has been deported. And Nico Mirotic has been humanely destroyed.
After a police ICE raid, Paul Zipser has been deported. He was a gang member who was voting illegally, and now he's out of this country forever. Alright, we'll talk about things after the update.
Where's Matt at?
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Matt Abaticola. Join Coach Collins and the Wildcats at Welsh Ryan Arena tonight when they host Maryland at 6. Limited tickets remain. Buy now at nusports.com. The Bulls beat Toronto for the 11th straight time. They snapped a three-game losing streak. Doug McDermott led the way with 20. Jimmy Butler finished with a double-double, 19 points, 12 assists. Dwayne Wade could return tomorrow with the Celtics in town. Paul Zipser and Nico Maritich are likely out against Boston. Here's some good news, Bulls fans. Forbes announced today they value the Bulls at $2.5 billion, making them the league's fourth most valuable franchise. Elsewhere in the NBA tonight, it's an early game. Indiana plays at Cleveland. Atlanta takes on the Clippers in a late one. In hockey, the Blackhawks are off until Saturday when they host Edmonton. AHL, the Wolves play in Texas on Friday. NFL, the Bears have signed offensive lineman Eric Kusch to a two-year deal. Some baseball news, Kyle Schwarber has been cleared by doctors to catch, and he will see some work behind the plate this spring, as Joe Madden told us yesterday. And Theo Epstein will be on the score tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. with Spiegel and Parkins. Royals pitcher Brian Flynn, remember, he's the guy that fell through the roof of his barn? He talked more about that today. He said, "I know I fell through and I whacked my head pretty good. I must have lost my balance." And St. Louis pitcher Alex Reyes will have Tommy John surgery and miss the 2017 season. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai. Save time. Shop online, rosenhyundai.com. Be prepared for winter, spring, summer, and fall with Firestone FR710 all-season tires. Now 10% off at Firestone Complete Auto Care. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
When you hear that about the Bulls' valuation, about the Knicks' valuation...
As you just said it, that's your answer.
That's it. Mm-hmm. This isn't complicated. There it is. There is your answer. About motivation, all of it. What do they want? What do they want? They don't have to want what you want.
Who else is on that list?
I can't
open up the link that that Mitch put in the body of the email that he sent out today. But who else is on that list? I got to assume the Lakers are there.
Having device problems?
Nah, it's just, you know, the copy and paste thing, especially with the tablet. You gotta put your finger on it and drag it and all that other stuff.
Really are tearing it.
Yeah, Mitch's gonna fix my finger.
I don't have time to be putting my finger on something.
I keep hitting it. Nothing's happening. Nothing's working here.
Yeah, I don't.
The $2.5 billion figure makes the Bulls the league's fourth most valuable franchise, trailing the Knicks at $3.3 billion. The Lakers at
list. Huh? I'm always making lists.
And the Warriors at $2.6 billion. It is an uptick in the Bulls' worth over a year ago, when Forbes valued the franchise at $2.3 billion.
So those MVP chants and Big Macs falling from the sky once you get 100 points and Jimmy G buckets with his Jordan branding and all those good things. I mean, they're fine. Everything's fine. Just keep on coming out, hanging out. Jimmy will be here until his knees are pudding, and everybody will. You'll just turn over the names around him. That's all that's going to happen here. That's all you can expect.
Yep, you got your baby races, and yeah, you got Benny the Bulls throwing popcorn on everybody.
And your baby racists. Yeah. That's part of the halftime programming. A baby just comes out here and calls you the N-word repeatedly.
And now it's time for the baby racists. Or it's people who are racist towards babies.
Towards little babies? Okay. All right. I got nothing for you.
You set a picture of a black guy in front of me.
Right. You put a white guy in front of me, smiles, right? No, but dude, I got nothing for you. If you're a Bulls fan out there, I got nothing for you. You hear how much the team is worth. You have no idea what the plan is or who's trying to execute the plan. There are rats jumping off the ship every single season. Guys being put in positions where they can spy on players. It's just and with the Warriors thing, the Warriors have that huge new stadium on the other side of that bridge that they're building.
Get us out of Oaktown.
Right. Yep. So there, that's part of the evaluation as well. And of course, the Knicks, I mean, that the property around MSG, the MSG property, MSG Network, I mean, they've got, you know, James Dolan has no real reason to get better either.
Right.
You know, he just switches the names out. And Phil Jackson is his shield, as was Derek Fisher, as was Isaiah Thomas. He just switches the names. So it's a weird place in the NBA where the money is flowing. The TV contracts aren't going down anytime soon because they found their new superstars post LeBron even. I mean, Steph Curry is going to continue to be Steph Curry. So, you know, you're in a weird place if you're a Bulls fan, and all the stuff that we're reading, especially today, some of the Sports Illustrated stuff with Andrew Sharp talking about the reasons why the Bulls would do it, and the Celtics, you know, looking for that chance to strike right now, and does Jimmy Butler put them over the hump? Those things are being bandied about, but I'd be surprised. I'd be more than surprised if Jimmy Butler is anywhere but Chicago after the trade deadline.
Okay, John from Shorewood's out today. He's on the Score. Hi, John.
Hey, guys. Hey, how are you guys?
Hey.
Hey, good. Kind of consider the Bears with this question. So I just heard you kind of talk about when how much they're worth. What I kind of heard, and maybe I'm wrong, was contentment. And that's fine. That's human nature to be content. But when I guess I've always believed that championships kind of enhance your product. But if you're not really losing anything, how do you know when an organization is really dedicated to winning championships or just kind of existing in professional sports hell? Because if you're not, I mean, that's human nature to be content when you're not really losing. And if they're not losing as an organization based on television dollars, merchandising, right. Like how do you know when a team is really dedicated? Does it just take luck by, you know, getting that one transcendent player? How do you know, man, when
it's word indeed. Really, it depends what they say, and then it depends what they do and how closely that mirrors or doesn't mirror what they say. Right. It also raises the larger philosophical issue of a public trust. That is there, if you are an owner of a team, mm-hmm. a professional team, it's your business. And theoretically and completely amorally, you're allowed to do whatever you want with it. You can strip it down and bleed it dry. It's your business.
Smack it up, flip it, rub it down.
Oh, no. you can do that. And owners have done that. Mm-hmm. You know, you've got teams, you know, the Marlins, you've got all kinds of teams that said, look, we, you know, screw the fans, come or don't come. The
Clippers for years.
We don't care. This is what we're going to do. But is there.
New blood and reputation, too, Dan. Like, whose reputation is suffering? All right. Jerry Reinsdorf brought this city 6 championships, 1 with the Sox. So is Jerry Reinsdorf. Is his reputation, and does he care about his reputation suffering? When Michael comes into the forefront even more, is it now, all right, what you got, Michael, and is Michael up to that challenge? Those are the questions. The new blood on the front office side. You know, John Paxson, is he mm-hmm. so beat down that the reputation doesn't matter anymore? Because it starts to be, how embarrassing are you amongst your peers as well?
Well, you also wonder the number of rings that John Paxson has as a player. It's not like he is now. Sometimes you get a really motivated executive that wants to chase a ring. You know, you get a guy who his it's important to him, to himself and to his reputation.
Joe Lake
his, to,
about and, there in Golden
and to
State.
His peers. Yeah. That there are some guys who are just and I know Paxson's a really competitive guy. I'm just not quite sure how he sees himself as in that role, because it's clear to me that Gar Forman is just trying to survive. Gar Forman to me is a bureaucrat. He's a classic. There's a difference between an executive and a bureaucrat. And a bureaucrat doesn't want his position to be eliminated.
Right, knows how to play the game. And he's good at getting jobs.
He's great at existing.
Yeah, yeah.
And sometimes those guys, you need a higher risk, high reward guy to say, look, I might get fired, but I'm going to get fired giving it the best shot I can give with my guys doing it my way.
Yeah, and they don't have that right now. And, John, that's why last week we talked about it. I don't know. The next time the Bulls are going to be something that this city could be very, very proud of.
It's the question of public trust. Does an ownership believe that that it's their responsibility to allow their fans to enjoy a championship?
How much city pressure do you think, and I'm talking about inner sports pressure, do you think is really applied to any of these guys? Because, I mean, you look around you. It's hell, the people that you share the building with in the Chicago Blackhawks, you see what that kind of that outpouring of investment and emotion and all those things for 3 titles, and you see what the Cubs are doing.
I don't think they're turning a profit yet.
Exactly. And I don't want to make this that, you know, that weird, hey, what do you think they're thinking over there in their office when you see that? But what do you think? Like, what do you think happens when a team wins a World Series or a team wins the Stanley Cup and then all of a sudden the calendar flips and it's time for you to be that team? You know, that Bulls season hasn't, it seems like it hasn't come. And we've been in the mid, like, we've been chasing the shiny objects for too long. The shiny object was the Derek hate, and then it was the Thibodeau hate, and then it was why the hell is Joe still a viable option, and all the, we've been chasing those shiny objects over and over and over again, and meanwhile you've gotten no closer to winning.
$2.5 billion. I mean, for those of us that go,
you'd
back
be stupid to get out of the NBA business.
Those of us that go back to the mid-70s and going to Chicago Stadium and being able to arrive for your birthday party or whatever with 10 friends, and you get to sit in the fifth row at center court on folding chairs.
Or you be in the upper bowl, they tell you to come down in the third quarter.
I mean, like, $2.5 billion.
Yeah, that's why when people talk about selling NBA teams, you'd be a fool to get out of the NBA business. Steve Ballmer bought the Clippers for way above market value because he understood this day would come. The digital progression that this league has enjoyed, the monetary investment from all these TV companies, these TV entities, ABC, ESPN is a Disney company. They know what they have. They know that when football goes away, people are going to tune in. And when people are watching baseball, people are still going to tune into the finals. And as long as LeBron is hateable or lovable by people, that money will continue to flow. And then they'll find the next guy. The NBA is doing well right now. So fourth most valuable franchise in the NBA.
He's Jason Goff. I'm Dan Bernstein. We are Bernstein and Goff live at the auto show here in the Toyota exhibit. Come say hey if you're coming out here. And
we'll comb your beard for you if you come closer.
And when we come back, we're going to give away one of the four poker seats that we have. So keep listening if you want that opportunity to win. You have the score.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
They better get a knock it out of the park deal. They have nothing else. His trade value is like Michael Jordan high compared to the guys around him. Jimmy has nobody around him.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
It may be cold outside, but it's always comfortable inside Pontiac RV's massive indoor showroom with rows of new and used RVs at off-season sale prices. With volume buying power and lower overhead than others, you'll save on major manufacturers like Forest River, Coachmann, Keystone RV, Tiffin, Winnebago Motorhomes, and more. Over 300 RVs in stock. For over 30 years, people have traveled from all over the Midwest to Pontiac RV. Call or click PontiacRV.com.
Everything under the sun. Pontiac.
Imagine what you could get done if everything was three times as fast. You could read Moby Dick in 3 hours.
Poor Ahab.
You could watch an entire season of your favorite show in a single afternoon.
How long to the next season?
And you could fit an entire commercial into 30 seconds. Which is why WowNow offers three times the speed, but without three times the price. And now you can get up to 100 megabits per second internet, plus medium cable on your choice of a premium channel for $74.99 a month for 12 months with a two-year agreement. So hurry up and visit Huawei.com to learn more. Offer subject to change. Certain restrictions apply. Visit Huawei.com for service descriptions, terms, and conditions.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
It's the final days of JCPenney's President's Day sale. Don't miss your chance to save up to 30% on select major appliances. Plus, get 30-month special financing on purchases of $7.99 or more with your JCPenney credit card. Plus, get free delivery and basic installation on appliance purchases over $2.99. It's your last chance to save at JCPenney's President's Day sale. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. GE, GE Profile, and GE Cafe limited to 10% off savings. Subject to credit approval. Must request at time of purchase. See store associate for details. Available in select stores. Financing terms valid 2/12 to 2/20.
CBS Thursday. Don't miss the new drama, Training Day.
A rogue detective.
Police works like sex. It's a lot more effective when it isn't pretty.
Will take his rookie partner.
Cops have rules.
I'm not pushing a patrol car anymore, Dorothy.
Where he's never gone before.
Drop your weapons.
From the executive producer of CSI.
My last two trainees didn't make it through a single shift.
I'll take my chances.
I'm the test nobody passes.
Training Day, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Monday. Two Broke Girls takes comedy to the max.
I'm Max. I'll be your waitress because they don't do background checks here.
And to the Caroline.
This is so exciting.
Sorry, Caroline. That's not actually a thing.
Okay, that's it. We're done.
Maximize your Monday.
Congratulations. You made it through dinner. Here's your check and the number for poison control.
And Caroline up for some laughs.
I am so back.
With Two Broke Girls.
That's Max. I'm Caroline. We're the owners of this store.
And about four pairs of socks.
CBS Monday.
CBS Sunday. The NCIS LA team knows the game.
I always expect the unexpected.
They can even the score.
Never a dull moment, is there?
Never.
And when they make a move...
This is our investigation now.
You can't lose.
So we got a plan.
Let's roll.
Well, we're all just one big, happy, slightly dysfunctional family.
I believe that's called a win-win.
NCIS Los Angeles. CBS Sunday. Or stream it live or on demand. CBS Friday on Blue Bloods. New York's first family of cops serves and protects.
Do good work. Come back safe.
For better or worse, we're the ones on the front lines.
I'm committed to my job, 100%.
And with each other, they love and respect.
What always comes first?
Family.
That's what the Reagans do.
It's a great day for the criminal justice system.
Cheers to that.
Blue Bloods, CBS Friday, or stream it live or on demand. Every evening, you'll see the experience.
We have a rare look at what U.S. forces are facing.
That noise you can hear is debris raining down on top of us.
Every evening, you'll see the integrity.
What does that level of sophistication tell you about who might be responsible?
Every evening, you'll find understanding.
When you went into the cafe, what did you see? He shot three of them, just like that.
Original reporting, the CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley, only on CBS. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Let's play some cards.
You will get that chance, too, if you're caller 10 to the contest line. That is not our regular line. It is the contest line. It is 312-591-6700, and caller 10 is going to be seated for February 23rd. That is 1 week from tomorrow. 1 week from tomorrow, we're going to be at the Montgomery Club, 500 West Superior Street, and we are going to be in a room around a bunch of tables, and cards will be in the air as we place our bets on one-step programs to raise money for kids with cancer and leukemia. And if you go to my Twitter feed, I put out a couple videos just to get some idea. One was from the Utah ski trip, another just summer camp, and you get to actually see all those happy kids. And actually, when I sat down here today, a man walked right up to me and handed a fairly significant check to the organization. He just said, can I do this? And the amount was almost identical to the amount that it cost to play in the poker tournament. Nice. So that's almost counts. I wish you were playing, but he says he's not a poker player. But it's wonderful, and it's great when people feel compelled to do that and they see all those happy kids. That's what we're playing poker for. And you are also playing to potentially go to the World Series of Poker main event in Las Vegas. We have three more tickets or seats that we're going to give away. And if you want to attend as a spectator, it's only $75. You eat and drink all night, and that's you get to kibitz with everybody and hang out and make fun of people on a bad beat. You can do all that. But player, you should play. So go to onestepcamp.org. We only have two high roller seats, I believe.
Stop
left.
Dragging your feet
just
out
two.
There.
Don't miss on the high rollers. Yeah, and if you're going to do this, do it. Room is starting to fill up, and we're starting to position all the tables and figure out who's where and how many dealers and all that. So get in on this. Go to onestepcamp.org. That is onestepcamp.org. Chip in Burbank, you're on the score.
Thanks for taking my call, guys. A thought just kind of went to my mind. Would the NBA Eastern Conference be more interesting without LeBron James?
What do you consider more interesting? I don't think it would be as entertaining without the best player in the world.
More competitive?
Well, more competitive. My point being, and this is one of my first other thoughts, If it wasn't for LeBron James, we never would have had a free agent dream team or super team. Would we also never have had one in the Western Conference like we have now? And it's really all
super teams before, Chip. I mean, we've had super teams before. I mean, they tried to pull it off in Orlando with Grant Hill, Tracy McGrady, and Tim Duncan. Tim Duncan didn't make it. We've had a ton of super teams before. You go back to those Celtics squads. You're talking about just guys banding together to play together, or there's been super teams before, though.
I understand. And those other super teams, were they as impactful as a super team that included LeBron James and then a super team that included a Durant? You know what I'm saying? A Durant?
Well, so you don't like what it's done to the NBA?
No. All I'm saying is LeBron James is such a dominant person in his sport that it takes so much more for all the other teams to try to figure out a way to compete.
Chip, he still lost three finals.
But that's the way the NBA's always been.
He's lost three.
Always. Yeah, but if you had Chamberlain or you had Russell and you had what? He didn't win one until Moses was there.
Right.
You know, I mean, that's the way basketball is.
You get your star and then you put the guys around your star.
I just don't think anything about basketball is better without LeBron James.
I don't either.
Did you see that pass? Come on.
Ridiculous.
Come on.
Bounce pass through a premier defender's legs on the run. On the run.
That was like a 40-foot pass. Mm-hmm. He's throwing through a defender's leg.
No, he's the best non-point guard passer I've ever seen in my life. And it's not even just the flashy stuff. Where the ball gets on the dead run in the shooting pocket. For so many guys, like when James Jones had legs and when Kevin Love.
James, what happened to your legs? I don't know. They fell off. I woke up. They were gone.
I moved to Cleveland and they just froze.
I think a tiger ate them.
No, but where he gets the beauty of LeBron's passing is where he gets the ball in motion for guys to shoot it immediately. Like that, you talk to any shooter, that kind of stuff is a shooter's wet dream when they can get the ball in the pocket
best
like that.
Best non-point guard passer.
He is it. There's not even close.
I'm just trying to think team photo, though. I would have Arvydas Sabonis.
Arvydas Sabonis
was in there. He was unbelievable.
I mean, Magic was a point, so you can't.
Sampson was good.
Yeah, I mean, all you're really talking about is big men and small forwards, really. You know, Grant Hill is in there as well. Akeem was a damn good passer as well.
I'm trying to think guys who didn't just make passes out of double teams of them. Like some guys, you know, Jordan was always a good passer.
See, then we get to the point forward thing, like guys who actually initiated the offense that weren't point guards.
Paul Pressey?
Yeah. Well, the first point forward, if you ask people. Anthony Mason was a terrific passer.
Yeah, but Mason was a two-guard. Yeah, he happened to be built like a
270 pounds.
He was a two-guard, though.
Yeah, I know, but, you know, and he fought everyone. Every single club.
Mace.
Every single stop in his NBA career. No, that pass was ridiculous. And Chip, no, I like LeBron James in my finals. I like LeBron James in my NBA. And this will probably be seven straight finals for the man. I've enjoyed all seven of them, win or loss, because I like watching one of the greatest to ever do it.
We're going to have some baseball talk coming up later in the 2 o'clock hour. Jennifer Langosh of MLB.com, who covers the Cardinals. Cardinals, all of a sudden, interesting, and not for good reasons.
And I want to talk to you about new rule that should be on display in spring training, especially with some of the Cowboys that are in the Cubs clubhouse.
Oh, we'll talk about that next on Bernstein and Goff from the Auto Show on The Score.
Spring training is finally here, Cubs fans. But this upcoming season is very different. This season, your team is the defending world champion, Chicago Cubs.
And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
Let's talk spring training, Cubs fans, on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home for the world champion, Chicago Cubs.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
It's the final days of JCPenney's President's Day sale. Don't miss your chance to save up to 30% on select major appliances. Plus, get 30-month special financing on purchases of $7.99 or more with your JCPenney credit card. Plus, get free delivery and basic installation on appliance purchases over $2.99. It's your last chance to save at JCPenney's President's Day sale. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. GE, GE Profile, and GE Cafe limited to 10% off savings. Subject to credit approval. Must request at time of purchase. See store associate for details. Available in select stores. Financing terms valid 2/12 to 2/20.
CBS Tuesday, Michael Weatherly is Bull.
Dr. Bull.
Dr. Jason Bull is the best trial consultant in the business.
Dr. Bull profiles every juror.
We know what they're thinking from the beginning.
You can't control a trial like this.
You can't.
Guilty or innocent, the verdict you get depends on the jury he picks.
Can you help my son?
Absolutely.
The new series, Bull.
It's not enough to tell the truth. You're supposed to be on my side. I may be the only one who is.
CBS Tuesday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Thursdays.
I see the baby's head!
A new comedy is born on CBS. Yeah! It's Life in Pieces, and it's picture perfect.
Dad, why is your phone on a fishing pole?
It's my selfie stick.
Starring James Brolin, Colin Hanks, and Academy Award winner Diane Wiest in a comedy for...